Happy Sabbath. We all have times in our lives of trials. We have times of faith building, we could say it that, mental hardship, times that we have personal growth and reflection. Sometimes we go through a trial with ease, and that's because, you know, we're close to God. We understand what His purpose is for our lives. Sometimes, though, the trials are all-consuming. We struggle with what's going on in our lives. We yearn for understanding and relief. Sometimes it's years before we can look back and say, I saw what God was doing. I saw what He was doing in my life. There are times of our lives, though, that can also be quiet, and we find ourselves in a place where we clearly see God has given us a time of peace and blessing. How should we feel about that? How should we feel about that when we know that we have this time of peace, a time of blessing, and others are suffering? Can you feel guilty about that? Do you feel guilty about that? Today, more than any time in history, we are more connected to so many individuals in the Church of God than ever before. From the time of Peter and Paul and Jesus until around the 1990s, we were far apart. And if you knew somebody, I wrote them a letter or I called them on the phone. I met them at a feast, but that's it. Right now, though, I open up my Facebook. I can see friends from all over the world that I've met over the last 20 years, and I know exactly what's going on in their lives. We're more connected than ever. So I also know that at this moment, right now, that there are people out there who are suffering. Anyone at any moment, or any given moment, I know someone out there who I'm acquainted with, who you're acquainted with, they're out there suffering. Well, how do you handle that? How do you handle that, especially when you find yourself in a spot of blessing? How do you handle that? I don't know about you, but it can be easy to feel a little bit guilty. And I think that guilt has come about culturally in the last few years. I think that as of late, this guilt or this feeling of shame for having something that others don't have has come about just recently. But what does the Bible have to say? Let's take a look. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. What does God want for us? How does He want us to see our blessings? 1 Corinthians 12, and we'll start reading in verse 26, just one verse. If one member suffers, all members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. The scripture here specifically is talking about the unity of the body. And right now, more than any other time in history, we're pretty unified. I know people from all over the country, all over the world, who I can connect with right now if I want to. So it's talking about unity. And we come to this scripture very often. Very often in times of trial and suffering, don't we? And I think that's okay. I think it's okay because when someone is down and they have trials, we feel our brothers and sisters, don't we? We feel their trials, and we reach out to them and we want to help them. It's not often that we finish this verse. Those times when something good has happened, someone has been honored, there's a blessing. If we look at this scripture as a principle, I think it's exciting to see that there are times when we can be happy for our brothers and sisters. That's exciting. And isn't this something that we teach our children too? Is to be happy when other people, something good happens to someone else? This year at Camp Buckeye, we have the preteens. I was the camp counselor for the 6 and 7-year-old boys. I had 12 of them. Thanks for your prayers if you prayed for me. But one of the projects one of the things we did this year was a project. And there was a foster home group that we were providing a backpack full of materials and goods so that when the children would come into a new foster home, you know, they could have their personal belongings in a backpack, or you know, something new that they could have. It was a really neat project that we worked on at camp. So as the 6 and 7 year old boys, what we did as our part of the backpack was we filled a little Ziploc bag with some toiletries, a card game, a few other toys, and they just went around the table and they filled them up so that it would go into the backpack. And it was really neat. I think it was cool to see the kids, you know, get understanding, okay, this is going to go to someone who needs it. They don't have a lot. They're going to a new family, something that can be their own. A couple kids asked when we were done, hey, there's a few leftover toys. Can we have that? And the teacher there taught very well, like, well, this is going to someone else. Someone else needs this. You have lots of blessings, and I'm happy for you. I'm happy that you have lots of blessings. But if we can give this little blessing to this person, we should be happy about that for them. So we teach this to our kids. We teach that it's okay to be a part of someone else's joy in whatever small way that is. The Greek word here for rejoice here is that, take part in someone else's joy. We should be sharing not just the successes of our brothers and sisters, but also the blessings that we see from God. I know that we have all had those experiences that we know that God intervened in our lives. We've been praying about it together. And when something happens in someone else's life, a close friend, and we've shared that, it's also faith building, isn't it? You realize that you, together with your brothers and sisters, were praying about something, and it comes to pass, and you see God's hand intimately involved in your life. Wow. That's just fantastic. And that's what we celebrate those times. We celebrate those. A blessing from God is a reminder that He is involved in our lives. And we don't have to feel guilty about a blessing. The spiritual body, what it's talking about here, it rejoices together. So as the community of God, we share in trials, of course, but also the blessings. And those blessings do come from God. Let's go to 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy. Chapter 6. First Timothy 6. Verse 17 and 18. Come. So this is Paul writing to Timothy, you know, giving him instruction on the church, his church there. Command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, nor to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who gives richly all things to enjoy. Let them do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share. All right, so let's take this as a principle. Here, he's commanding those who have been blessed with riches. In this section here, he's blessed with riches. First of all, we see it's who provided those riches, who provided those blessings. God does. I think it's very neat that he says, no, don't trust in them. Don't trust in those riches. You know, I've given them to you. Don't trust in them. Don't be haughty with them. Trust in God. And trust in God so much that you're going to do good works with those riches. Paul mentions to Timothy that that's the responsibility that they have. And what's encouraging about this is that it should shed our feelings of guilt when we are being blessed by God and we handle it properly. God gave the riches and has a plan for those not to hoard, but to help out and do good works with those blessings. I think that we can change our ideas. This is just an example. Fiscal blessings. Okay. Well, are there other blessings? Of course there are. There's spiritual blessings. There are times in our lives where we may be going through trials, and to take on and to be with someone else who might be going through another trial just as difficult, it's kind of hard to take something else on, right, to go alongside with them. But there are times when we have peace, and I am connected with God, and I have a peace right now. I am in the perfect spot to be there next to someone else to help them. I am right now, I am blessed to know I'm connected to God, and things are going well for me, and I'm going to be hospitable, I'm going to be caring, I'm going to be empathetic, and that's how I can share in that blessing. It may be your time on the phone with someone who's going through a hard time, and that's exactly what we can do. Our world's full of distractions, and it's these blessings as they come through in our lives. I think it's a reminder for us. It's a reminder to see that God is there for us. He's intimately involved in our lives. I've seen God bless me through my life, small ways, large ways, and I'm sure you have too. And we have to do our very best not to forget that He is there. Times of despair, times of prosperity, times of peace, He is there. And when we receive those blessings, we don't have to feel guilty about those. They come when we're in need. They come at any time in our lives. And when we share those with other people, when we share those times, like, you know, I've been praying about this, and this came about. Wow. You know, that connects us, too. That connects us and say, wow, that is fantastic that God provided that for you. And we can rejoice together. God blesses us because He loves us and because He is good. And I think that is something that we can honor and share together. Let's go to Psalm 34. There's so much you could talk about with blessings, but just a few things that we can talk about today is, you know, whatever culturally thing is happening around us, we don't have to be feel guilt-ridden if God has given us something to enjoy in life. Because I think no matter what happens, this is one of the greatest blessings here, Psalm 34. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in Him. You are blessed when you fully trust God. Blessed during the times of trials and blessed during the times of peace when we stop and we realize my full trust is in God. And I think it's so beautiful the way that it says it here. Taste and see that He is good. That's just a beautiful language saying, try God. He's good. He's good for it. Trust that God has the right time for your blessings, and trust that He also has the right time for your trials. And we don't have to feel guilty about the blessings. If you find yourself feeling guilty, like, oh man, do I really deserve this? Just be grateful. Be grateful. Don't take it for granted. Also, you can ask yourself, can I be content and still trust God without this blessing? I think that's a good place for us to start. When it comes to being blessed, you know, we have to consider our hearts and how we're handling the blessing that God has given us. Today we're the called out ones. We've been given the truth, and in that sense, we're blessed every day. It's a blessing to trust Him. It's a blessing to trust God and to obey Him. It's a blessing to know that our sins are forgiven. Sometimes we let those weigh us down. But Psalms 32, verse 1, it's a blessing to know that we have a merciful God who is out there willing to forgive us. And blessings go beyond physical. There are spiritual blessings that we have to recognize as well. We know that we are living a life of transformation. And you know, that gives us perspective. It gives us perspective to those times of trial. And it gives us perspective to those times of blessing. When God has given you blessings, don't feel guilty. Use that time to look to your fellow man and know, you know, I can bless someone with a kind word or a helping hand during that time as well. Our blessings aren't always physical, but they are also spiritual. And we can know that, I think we can also be comforting that if God is blessing us and we're in that time where He is blessing us, that doesn't mean He's withholding from someone else. Absolutely not. He has a master plan in bringing many children to glory. We need to trust the process. We need to trust that process. So when you have blessings from God, purge yourself from feelings of guilt.